You just decide when you decide.
Slowly piecemealing this whole show together.
No, it's been planned for weeks. It's been planned for weeks. It's fine. Totally fine.
Totally fine. We're fine. Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one. Oh, here she comes. Watch out, boy. She'll chew you up. Oh, here she comes. She's a man eater. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of the hashtag Miranda Show. I am your host, the queen of soft style herself, the ring announcer to the stars, Miss Fancy Pants herself, Miranda Morales. I am thrilled to be joining all of you tonight. The hashtag Miranda Show is part of thechairshot.com, which hosts the Chairshot Radio Network.
You want to play now? Okay.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
I didn't know. I wasn't sure.
That I'm trying here. I'm trying to be professional, but you're, I know that
doing
that,
a great job.
That surprises Greg every time when he's like, "Oh wow, she's actually, being professional." Hold up. And that was like what, 30 seconds, and then we gave up. So.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Yes, again, we are part of the ChairShot Radio Network, thechairshot.com, where you can get all of your wrestling news, analysis, and opinions. We are in some awesome company on the ChairShot Radio Network. I will get into some of that a little bit later on, but I do this show with my friend, my platonic life partner in wrestling, the one, the only, Greg DeMarco. Mandy.
Shut up! Hi.
Hi, Greg.
I'm here. I'm pressing buttons.
He's here. We're here.
Yeah. After the debacle that was the first show, I'm here.
Yeah.
But it's working. Everything's working just fine.
Everything's working now.
Yep.
I know. It's been a rough few hours. We just finished recording the Greg DeMarco show, which is part of the ChairShot Radio Network. It's released on Wednesdays. Fantastic show. Myself, Greg DeMarco, Patrick O'Dowd, struggled a bit. We had a lot of technical difficulties. And we had a great show. We had it planned. We had some ideas. We tried. You tried. We tried
real hard.
But that's what happens when Disney Plus and the new Sonic the Hedgehog trailer comes out on the same day. The internet's in shambles. I can't get good connectivity out here in the boonies. So it just really made it a struggle. And it was my fault. I was the one freezing up. Patrick and Greg could talk. I could hear them, but they could not hear me. So this time they really did need the buzzer. I was just quiet for most of it.
You buzzered yourself.
I buzzered myself.
The internet out there buzzered you. You know what? It's okay. We're here now. Everything's been working great. And yeah, you know what? We're just going to roll with it. We're going to do the best hashtag Miranda show possible. And
yes, you're doing fine, sweetie. You're doing fine. I hope you know that reference.
I don't. Not right now.
Oh, okay. I'm going to have to tell you later. But anyways, it's a pop culture-ish reference, reality reference. But anyways, yes, just when things are falling apart, you're doing fine, sweetie. You're doing fine. So one thing I do want to bring up, I just mentioned a few seconds earlier how the hashtag Miranda Show is part of the Chairshot Radio Network. And Greg actually sent me a message a few days ago about this podcast being nominated for a award that highlights and features wrestling podcasts from all parts of the internet. So I'm going to put Greg on the spot a bit because he's the one who found it and sent it to me, which I had no idea about until he sent it to me, which is what I just said. But so can you tell a bit of the to the listeners more about this award that you found, not only the show, but multiple Chairshot shows listed on?
Yeah, so I found this thanks to the fine folks on Pod Is War, one of our shows here. They were talking about it on their show. I don't know how they found it. But The Wrestling Hub, which is a Twitter account at The Wrestling Hub on Twitter, they do some wrestling podcast awards. I don't know how many years it's been. I don't believe this is the first one, though. And they have a series of nominations, series of categories. I don't know how they took nominations. I don't know anything about any of that. But in listening to Pod Is War, I found out that several of the shows from thechairshot.com and the Chairshot Radio Network were nominated, along with the entire website itself, was nominated for Best Brand. And so if you go to at The Wrestling Hub on Twitter, their pinned tweet is the list of categories and all the nominees. In there is a link to a Google Doc. You go to that Google Doc, you can vote. It's very simple. It's at The Wrestling Hub on the Twitter. And that's how this was all discovered. So I had no idea. I don't know who nominated us. I'm glad they did. And now that brought us to where we are now. And of course, among the nominees is your show.
Yes, the hashtag Miranda Show is one of many nominees for Best Newcomer, which was really cool for me to even see that because I think literally this is a show for Greg and I. This is the time of the week where Greg and I just sit and talk about random topics, most of them involving wrestling, some of them not, talking about our inside jokes and making fun of each other.
And then we continue
every so often, actually,
after the recording. Huh? And then we continue after the recording's over.
Oh, yeah. And the recording's over. I mean, like, this is really our time to just hang out as friends and possibly have some people listen in on us. And also, Greg, every so often will send me a screenshot of when this show is trending on thechairshot.com, which also still stuns me because I think I do this show for us. But I also, you know, think for anyone who doesn't have anyone to talk to about pro wrestling or have any friends who know about pro wrestling, I would imagine this could be hopefully the podcast that you can go to feel like you have friends that you can converse with and have silly conversations with. So I don't always look at this as a podcast. I look at it as just people talking, but every so often, and Greg has challenged me and the people on the show have challenged me to, you know, share my voice and have an opinion and have confidence in this show, but in me as a host. So I truly appreciate Greg. I truly appreciate all the people who have been on this show. And I truly appreciate this nomination. And I'm actually really excited to be on this list with so many other podcasts because now, too, it's opened up my awareness of how many podcasts are really out there, who is out there, and being part of this bigger wrestling community. We've done this on this show and other shows before, a little bit of a kumbaya, but at the same time, you know, this unity of being a wrestling community, and it's easy for us to maybe cut each other down a little bit or spread negativity, a lot of that through social media, but at the same time, you know, just through regular conversation, it happens. We are part of this very tight knit group. And sometimes we use that negativity against each other. But if anything, this this awards and this, especially this category of being a newcomer, really shows that there's a huge amount of growth, not only within professional wrestling, but within its fan base. And that's an exciting thing, to have people feel empowered and motivated and creative enough to put out a podcast and share that with people. And so if anything, now I found a whole list of other podcasts to look into, to learn about, to listen to. And that's exciting for me as a fan. So on top of having this nomination, now I'm already looking at some of these other podcasts thinking, wow, now I can listen to more people, especially women. There's not a lot of female wrestling podcasts out there. So to see that and look at some of the people on this list and think, wow, there's more females out there into wrestling, expressing their views and opinions about wrestling, is really, really exciting. Before the show, I was just kind of browsing through the list, and one of the podcasts listed on there was Those Wrestling Girls. And so I went to their page, started listening a little bit, and they were talking about female or women driven storylines. Unfortunately, some of the worst. And some of it, I think, was started based off of what's happening right now with Rusev and Lana and Bobby Lashley. So I started listening in on their podcast and following them on social media automatically, because I just love the chance to learn more about what other people's views and opinions are about pro wrestling. And then during recording your show, they followed me back on Instagram. So That's really cool. And that's exactly what I love about pro wrestling, is this community and this building of partnerships and just this awesome sense of community. So yes, as Greg mentioned, you can vote for all of the different categories listed. The hashtag Miranda Show is listed under Best Newcomer. Maybe that's not the right title. I'm moving up, actually.
The
Newcomer of the Year. Yes, Newcomer of the Year is the proper title. Now, the one problem I do have with this list is that I feel, and Newcomer of the Year is a long list. It's, I don't know how many, but there's like 30. Yeah, there's a lot on there. It started off by being in alphabetical order, because, you know, the hashtag Miranda Show's under, you know, thus. There's a lot of thus. But at the beginning of the list, it's not in alphabetical order.
Yeah, it isn't.
And the reason I mention that is that the very first one listed is Hot Tag with Izzy. And that is NXT Superfans Izzy's podcast, which is legit. Like, she actually has people on there. She's well connected within WWE and NXT. She's probably going to rule the world one day. I mean, she's done more in her, you know, few years on this planet than I have in my entirety. So I commend and I love the fact that she's such an avid fan. But hers is listed first, which makes me believe that, like, there's you know, something within the ordering of here to get her to have more votes. That's just me.
Either that, or I'm trying to think if she was on when I first saw it. I kind of wonder if maybe, because you can add, there's an other, and I wonder if other than causes somebody to be added to the list. I don't know. That's a little weird, though. You're right. The ordering is weird.
The ordering is weird.
Like, you know, does newcomer mean show, or does newcomer mean person? Because, like, Jim Ross on the list?
I don't know. I don't know if it just means, I would think that it means that your podcast has debuted within the past year.
Right.
But
because Grill and JR is a new show, but I mean, Jim Ross been podcasting forever. So yeah, I don't really know, but
yeah,
someone took the time to nominate your show and our shows from a Chairshot Radio Network. So that in and of itself is a big deal.
It's a big deal. And again, I have been doing this for less than a year. So to be on any list, hopefully not anyone's shit list, but just a list like this is a big deal for me as an individual, as a person. So thank you to whoever nominated not only this show, but as Greg mentioned, multiple shows from the Chairshot Radio Network. The Greg DeMarco Show, which is another show, Greg's show, that myself and Greg and Patrick O'Dowd are on, was nominated for Comedy Show of the Year, which we take as a compliment. I mean, yeah, if it's in comedy, it means that someone found it funny.
Exactly. Like, I think it makes sense. Like, the show, it's not meant to be taken seriously. Not that this one is either, but yeah, it's not meant to be. I mean, I think of all the possible categories that are listed, it makes the most sense to put it in there. So, yeah, I'm 100% on board with it being up for Best Comedy Show or whatever the category was.
Yeah, it's not – I think there are only 10 categories, but, there's a lot of nominees. So, again, I mean, it can be a long list to look at, but – I'm going to take, the glass half full approach and look at it in a positive way to get, all these shows to get more recognition, to get more awareness. And if you are a fan of professional wrestling, know that there is literally something out there for you. You know, if it isn't a wrestling promotion, there has to be a podcast for you. Like, literally, I cannot imagine there not being a podcast out there for you at this point. I mean, I'm looking at a list of 30 just newcomers, not even existing. And there's other categories here. So you have comedy, informative, best trio, which I'm still a little hurt that we are not in that category, but that's just me.
But we have two other shows in that category that are nominated.
That is true. And I do not... Yeah, I mean, the chair shot is well represented. So I also think it's a testament to the chairshot.com, the variety of podcasts that are available, and knowing that there's just a wide audience for professional wrestling. So I also want to just send a huge congratulations to Greg, to all of the leaders, all the producers at thechairshot.com for being included on this list.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
And yes, don't forget to use the hashtag #useyourhead on social media. I mentioned earlier my Instagram. I am on Instagram at the hashtag Miranda. You can follow me on Instagram or Facebook at the hashtag Miranda on Facebook. Greg is also on social media. Even though you're still not on really checking your social media. Right.
Like I log in sometimes at night. I will check it. I did gender tweet the other day. That felt really good to tweet about Jinder Mahal. It's been a while and Jinder's still unhindered, which is very important to me. And honestly, still at the end of the Greg DeMarco Show, I referenced the big Facebook post I made last week. I still check that cause it's still getting comments. And so I check in on those cause that's very important for reasons much bigger than podcasting or wrestling or anything. So I don't know if it's a re-immersion yet or what it is, but, social media break has become social media vacation, which might just become new social media habits. I don't know, but it's been good. And I can't complain about it. And I'm sorry because I talk about that as we talk about promoting the social media handles, but it's been a good lesson in what's important. I talk to Pat more now than that. I don't think I can talk to you more. So that's that's not a bad thing at all. I don't want people to think I'm cutting down on that because I'm not. But it's just been different, and I'm enjoying the wrestling more as well. So yes. How can you go wrong? You know, it's and I,
Fair
I
enough.
It's sure it's short term, but I don't know the term. There's no term limit on me and social media or me and not social media. I don't know. It was a one day random experiment. It's turned into this. I'm probably going to write about it at some point. Just letting it go. Just letting it happen. Just going with the flow, as you like to say.
Let it go.
Let it go. More Frozen reference. For a person who hasn't seen Frozen, you sure do know a lot of it.
I know. We'll get into some of this randomness later, but The Chair Shot is on social media at Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can find it at thechairshot.com. Again, all your latest and most reliable wrestling news, analysis, and opinions. A fantastic website, the home of the Chair Shot Radio Network. So if you don't like this show, why? I mean, hello. But also,
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine why you wouldn't like this show. But you can listen to a whole variety of other podcasts on the Chair Shot Radio Network. Multiple nominees are on there, so the quality of show that's available on the Chair Shot is unparalleled. At least I'd like to think so. So
it's a good word.
Yes. Go ahead and check it out. I do, though, want to segue into a hashtag Miranda show staple, something that I haven't done in a few weeks and you know, has become a fan favorite. Some of this is just because we're into multiple hours of recording, so part of me is just a little exhausted. But I'm going to invoke the hashtag Miranda Wright. For those of you who are new to this show, the hashtag Miranda Writes is when I, Miranda Morales, tell Greg, my co-host, what he has to do. I invoke the hashtag Miranda Writes, which pretty much informs Greg that, Greg, you have the right to remain silent. Anything you say and do can be used against you during this show. And Greg essentially has to do whatever I tell him to do because it's my show.
Sadly. I mean, it's not sad that it's your show. It's sad that I have to do whatever you say.
Yes. And some of this is a little bit of revenge because Greg has his own show. And I have to do what I'm told in that. And usually it's to shut up. I get buzzered. Really? Called a whore. You know, all the fun things that friends do to each other. So I have my own little piece of paradise here and I throw it back at Greg and make Greg do some silly stuff. Not sure if you're going to view this though as a punishment or reward, who knows, but Greg, I'm actually going to put this in your hands. Greg, I need you to just come up with a topic. I want you to come up with a topic because I'm really exhausted. I was at the gym earlier. I had leg day yesterday. We just tried recording your show for 5 hours. So I'm a little drained. I just need just a few moments to recuperate. So if you wouldn't mind presenting our next topic, that would be great.
Build a snowman. Come on, let's go and play. I never see you anymore. Come out the door. It's like you've gone away.
I can't help it.
We used to be best buddies.
It's too good.
Now we're not.
That's not even like the good one, though. Let's
no, it's not.
Let's get the real big one. Let's just fast forward. It's true, I don't care.
Let the storm rage on. Cold never bothered me anyway.
Didn't you drop that line during the first show?
Did I? No.
It's funny how some distance makes everything seem small. And the fears that once controlled me.
I'm waiting for the chorus.
Can't get to me at all. It's time to see what I can do. To test the limits and break through. No
point. Here it comes. All right, I'm happy now. That's good. So yeah, topic. You want a topic? So that's good. You can't believe you haven't seen Frozen. Like, really?
I know. I'm terrible. Maybe I'll get Disney Plus and then I'll solve all my problems. Maybe. Except the fact that I'll probably never go to work again.
That's what, and then I won't have money to. Like, yeah. When I logged on today, I was just like, oh my goodness, look at all this stuff. Yeah, it's
so much stuff.
So long, Netflix.
And I thought the network was a lot. No.
Nope.
It's Disney Plus just blew it out of the water.
Yep. So my topic this week, we talked about this previously and we joked about doing this. And you guys know, because you follow professional wrestling if you're here. Coming up this coming spring, there's a brand new football league that is going to be in play, known as the XFL. Now, this is the second iteration of the XFL. Vince McMahon attempted to start up the XFL in 2001, and it didn't work. Obviously, it made it one season, and now they're bringing it back, and they're trying to do it, you know, much, much better and make some changes to it, and just a lot that they, you know, trying to make work, so to speak, and see. This is the XFL. Of course, that was the original. This is the XFL, the 2001 OG version. The OG, yes, the OG. This is the XFL. Which is very Vince McMahon. Very, like, I think that's just very Vince.
Oh McMahon, yeah, I mean.
But this time around, they've hired Oliver Luck, who's a big football name. They're doing all this stuff, but I mean, look. Outside of the Arizona Wildcats, I don't even know how much football Moran even cares about. So we've decided, because why wouldn't we? Why wouldn't this show, of all the shows in the world,
of course,
pick their very own XFL team? So that's what we're going to do. We are going to pick our very own XFL, which does not stand for Extreme Football League. XFL stands for XFL and nothing else. And so we are going to pick our team and we're going to come up with who that is. And we're going to support that team, damn it.
So, yeah, tell us what it means to pick our team. We're going to pick our team. What does that mean?
So, I mean, there's a lot of crazy sports fans out there. And it's, you know, they go nuts. People go nuts for their sports teams. And I just think that, you know, an XFL team needs something very similar to that as well. So that's what we've
decided. So this will be like kind of our ride or die for the season.
Yeah, yeah, and you know, maybe we can change if we want to, although we really shouldn't. But yeah,
no, I mean, sense. I think we got to ride this experiment out, exactly, and see what happens with our team. I mean, speaking of football, I mean, we live in the great state of Arizona. We're having a rough season. Yeah.
Not exactly a football-rich tradition. This is craziness. That is the famous Jets chant for the New York Jets. Things like that, like fandom, can go a little nuts. And
yeah,
is the XFL going to have that? Maybe not. But we're going to do it for them. And so we're going to be super fans of one XFL team. And we're so bought in that we don't already have a team. So we're just going to pick one. We're just going to pick them and we're going to make it happen. And we're going to do that on air. So we don't have a scientific method. No. We're just going to fly by the seat of our pants and we're going to come together. So there are two different conferences. There's the Western Conference and the Eastern Conference. And as you could guess, those are, they're geographic in nature. And so that's what we'll kind of start off with. And how we'll pick our team. There's not an Arizona team, so we don't have that to be a part of. So I'm going to list off. We'll start with what we can do. I think this is the easiest way. We will come up with a team from the Western Conference and a team from the Eastern Conference, and then we'll pick between those two teams to pick our XFL team, because we can only have one. I mean, there's just only so much energy that can be devoted to the non-extreme.
Eight teams. You know, we can't pick them all.
Yes, it's there's a team on. Nine. I found out it's the XFL has one practice team that people can, so it's a centralized farm team, so to speak. Now, we don't know who the players are. They did have a draft. They have hired coaches. That information is out there. But why make an informed decision when we can make a hashtag?
No, yeah. It's, so. I mean, this is ultimately still a Vince McMahon company. So let's just throw logic out the window.
Exactly. Don't apply logic to an illogical situation. So, and maybe the names will play into it. I do fear that one of the team names is going to play into it a little bit. So we'll see how that goes. So in the Western Conference, since this is a West Coast party, as we've talked about before, we have the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats. That was the Wildcats. And the Seattle Dragons. So we have the Dallas Renegades, the Houston Roughnecks, the Los Angeles Wildcats, and the Seattle Dragons. So let's go process of either elimination or keep. So here's what you can do. You can either eliminate a team from the list, which means they cannot be picked. I don't have the opportunity to pick them. I don't anything. Or you can save a team. That means in my next turn, I cannot eliminate that team from the list of four. So what would you like to do? Would you like to eliminate a team or keep a team safe so that I can't eliminate them in my next pick?
I would like to save a team.
Gee, I wonder which one you want to save.
No, you're not. You don't know this. I think you kind of know this because I alluded to this a while ago. But I actually want to save the Seattle Dragons.
Oh, okay.
Because that reminds me of Harry Potter. I'm a big Harry Potter fan, and I like dragons. So I'm saving the dragons, and it's a unique team. Like I've never heard of a dragon team for football. Maybe in soccer there is, but yeah. I mean, you may think just because of the word Wildcats. I mean, yes, there's Wildcats everywhere, but I also don't care about LA. But I like dragons, so I'm keeping the dragons.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
So. So you're saving the Seattle Dragons, which means I cannot eliminate the Seattle Dragons with my pick, is what that means. So I am going to eliminate the Los Angeles Wildcats from the list. So in the Western Conference, we currently have Dallas. I'm going to write this down. Houston and Seattle. All right, let's move over to the Eastern Conference. In the Eastern Conference, we have the D.C. Defenders, that's Washington, D.C., the New York Guardians, the St. Louis Battlehawks, and the Tampa Bay Vipers. The D.C. Defenders, the New York Guardians, the St. Louis Battlehawks, and the Tampa Bay Vipers. So I am going to pick first this time. And then you get to pick. So I can either eliminate somebody or I can save somebody. And I'm going to save somebody as well. I'm going to save, just because I'm intrigued by the name, because of the professional wrestling connection, I am going to save the Tampa Bay Vipers from elimination.
Wow. Yes, I mean, it's, you know, named after one Randall Orton, right? So, I mean, there's your professional wrestling connection right there.
Exactly.
Done.
I mean, the first XFL had the New York, New Jersey Hitmen, named after Bret Hart. This one has the Tampa Bay Vipers. So, you then get to decide. So who are you going to eliminate? You cannot eliminate the Tampa Bay Vipers, so you can eliminate the DC Defenders, the New York Guardians, or the St. Louis Battlehawks.
Ooh. I mean, I'm not a fan of the East Coast in general, so I'm, you know, I wish I could eliminate all of them. And it may be an unpopular opinion on this one because I know typically, you know, this particular location is a powerhouse, but I'm going to eliminate the New York Guardians.
You know, I was born in New York, right?
Yeah.
And? Okay, just checking. No, that's fine. So New York is gone. So we, on the Western Conference,
you eliminated the Wildcats. Don't come for me and not expect for me not to come for you.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. You're right. You are.
Eye for an eye.
An eye for an eye. Team in a city for a team in a city. So in the West, we have Dallas, Houston, and Seattle. In the East, we have DC, St. Louis, and Tampa. So let's talk about these teams a little bit. The Dallas Renegades, because you saved the Seattle Dragons. So the Dallas Renegades and the Houston Roughnecks. Personally, I just think Roughneck is a really fun name. I can be down with.
It doesn't sound fun. It looks like the Oilers old logo.
That's impressive.
Or some iteration of it.
I feel like you know more than you're letting on about football sometimes.
I do. I dabble, you know.
And it does look like the old Oilers logo. Like, you're exactly right. And they were the Houston Oilers, so that makes perfect sense. I think between the two, I would probably take the Houston Roughnecks over the Dallas Renegades. So my inclination is to eliminate Dallas, but you might disagree.
No, I actually agree. The Renegades, that the logo looks cool. Both logos look cool. But I wasn't necessarily a fan of the Roughnecks title, but I do like more of their logo. And I'm sure there's that whole interstate rivalry too. I'm not sure. I'm not from Texas, but maybe there is. So, how good could Dallas really be? I don't know.
Yeah, who knows? It's Dallas. They think they're going to be. They always think their team's the best. So.
Ooh, so I wonder if that's going to happen also in the XFL, if that will precede them. So I'm also inclined to go with the Houston Roughnecks.
So we will eliminate the Dallas Renegades and from contention. I grew up in Richmond, Virginia, by the way. We had a minor league hockey team for years. That was the Richmond Renegades. They no longer exist. I also, one of the favorite things that I have about the Canadian Football League is the Rough Riders, because at one point there were two teams called the Rough Riders. There were the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Ottawa Rough Riders, I believe. Now there's only one because it's Canadian, but Roughnecks reminds me of Rough Riders, and maybe that's why.
Why would there be two teams with the same name?
It's a very good question, because it's Canadian. I don't know. It's Canada.
Wow.
Why not? Canada. Why not do that?
Fair enough. I'm just asking.
You said it before. There's about 84 million college football teams named the Wildcats. So it's,
But Canada, it's the Canadian Football League, right? One for each province. So, there's what, six teams?
I think there's more than six teams currently. Let's look.
I don't know much about Canadian football, so.
I don't either. There's two divisions. There's the East Division and the West Division. There's nine teams right now in the Canadian Football League. Nine teams.
So between nine teams, two of them couldn't, check in with each other and be like, well, we're kind of, Rough Riders. Well, we're already the Rough Riders, sorting it out.
Let me hear. I'll give you the cities as well, because what I looked up didn't have the city names, just the team names, which are very interesting, by the way. Like the actual team names for the Canadian Football League are quite interesting. So let's find the current teams: the Hamilton Tiger Cats, the Montreal Alouettes, the Ottawa
Alouettes. What's an Alouette?
I don't know. Let's look.
Alouette. I'm sorry, I just can't.
It's French.
Is it a bird? Well, yeah, Alouette, Jolie Alouette, but I don't also
Which
know
is exactly what came means. Up when I searched for it.
Yeah,
it
looks I still don't know what it means.
A bird. Let's see here. Alouette song is about a bird. It can refer to music and literature, aerospace. Let's see here. Plumeral, a popular Canadian song. That's the first definition of Alouette. Popular Canadian.
Why aren't there any teams with spaceships? That would be cool. I don't know, space shuttle or spaceship.
I'm really annoyed that all of the definition for Alouette is just Alouette. It is a lark, which is a bird.
Okay. They're larks.
So the Montreal Alouettes. We have the Ottawa Red Blacks, because we just put two colors together. Then that Red Blacks is an international team name as well for different things. So you just asked the question. We have the Toronto Argonauts, So
okay,
there you go.
Like Jason and the Argonauts?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. It's possible. We have the BC, British Columbia, BC Lions.
Okay.
It's real original. This is one you'll remember. The Calgary Stampeders.
The Stampeders, good old, yeah. Good
old wrestling reference. Strangely enough, in the world of professional wrestling, the Calgary Stampeders play in McMahon Stadium.
Oh, come on. Is the irony like it's all there on top of it?
The Edmonton Eskimos. I'm skipping one. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers.
Blue Bombers.
Yep. And then, of course, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Those are your 9 Canadian Football League teams, because that's what we needed to do in this show. We needed to list off all the names.
We needed to know
of the Canadian Football League teams.
We're just jumping all over.
Because we need that to pick an XFL
professional
team.
Football leagues.
Tune in next week when we go through all 32 NFL football teams. So right now in the West, we have the Houston Roughnecks, right? Isn't that what it is? And the Seattle Dragons. In the East, we have DC. Where'd my list of teams go? I forgot their names already. The DC Defenders, the St. Louis Battlehawks, and the H is capitalized. It's like SmackDown with the S and the D are capitalized. And the Tampa Bay Vipers, the Tampa Bay Ortons. So we got to kick somebody out of the West. That's what we got to do.
The East?
DC or St. Louis. Yes, I'm sorry. You're correct. My bad, people. Sorry, listeners who are mad at this. Mad at me for almost incorrectly kicking out the wrong side of the country. So I saved Tampa. So you have to kick out either DC, the DC Defenders, or the St. Louis Battlehawks.
And that's rough. I feel bad for St. Louis. You know, they lost their franchise team a while ago.
They've lost football teams more than once.
That's true.
They had the Cardinals at one point.
They did. Yes. And I just don't have much faith in the Battlehawks. And I'm also not a big fan of their logo. I don't know. I'm not a big fan. So I'm going to eliminate the Battlehawks.
All right. So we have the DC Defenders and the Tampa Bay Vipers on one side, the Houston Roughnecks and the Seattle Dragons on the other side. So I'm going to just change it up a little bit here. We're going to cross bracket these things and we're going to do it in a really tough way. So you saved Seattle and I saved Tampa. So we're going to pick between Seattle and Tampa, and then we're going to pick between Houston and DC. So that's what we're going to do next. So,
Battle of the Reptiles.
Yeah, that's true. Ooh, that's a good fight.
They should
right
brand
there.
It. But, you know, Dragon you talk about the NFL, and you have Battle of the Birds all the time. Now we have Battle of the Reptiles.
Battle of the Reptiles, the Reptile Bowl. So, Seattle and Tampa Bay. Those are our. We got to pick one between the two. Give me the pros. You saved Tampa Bay, or you saved Seattle. I saved Tampa Bay.
Yes. So
you give me the pros of picking the Tampa Bay Vipers. Why would you pick the Tampa Bay Vipers?
Because I don't know. I'm looking. I mean, I'm not really impressed by their logo. I mean, their logo is actually kind of cool because it's like a V.
I have voices in my head. They count to me. They talk to me.
It doesn't even say Viper in it, so I'm just gonna.
Yeah, no, I don't care for Randy Orton. I just don't. It's a long story, but essentially, ever since that Eddie Guerrero storyline, I've been pissed off at him since essentially 2005.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And then that turned more to indifference. Probably about 5 years ago, where I just stopped caring about him, and I still don't care about him, but I don't hate him either as much as I did for like a good part of the 2000s. So, I don't want to necessarily associate this team with Randy Orton because I want to try and give it a fair chance. I was going to say their logo upon second glance looks kind of interesting, and I'm not sure if it's because of the back the black background. But it, the V also looks kind of like an eye, like a reptile eye, which I kind of think it's cool. It's a little bit, you know, of kind of a double meaning, which makes them look a little cooler.
Yeah, it has the V, and then it also has the, looks like the fangs a little bit. On the
fang or, I don't know.
Uniforms are also, I don't know if that's actually the real uniforms. That looks like it's just a concept uniform. So never mind. That's not the real uniform.
You know, maybe they look a little sneaky. I wish, I think at one point, and you know what, this takes me back to actually, speaking of failed attempts, and weird pro wrestling. I don't know if I told you this. I think I did, because I remember someone laughing at this. I was a big fan, back when TNN, had Roller Jam. Back in the 90s. And then when they did that Roller Jam ECW crossover, like as a kid, I was thrilled because I loved both. And I loved how Roller Jam incorporated elements of professional wrestling. So within the identity of the teams, you had almost like face teams and heels teams.
Yeah.
Even though they were, you know, it's a roller derby, men and women's roller derby. Some of the teams, like, they incorporated pro wrestling concepts into this because that's how you get, you know, roller derby to be interesting. And you had storylines, and I remember the New York Enforcers were like this tough, almost like heelish type of team. You had the California Quakes. God knows why I'm remembering all of this right now. I don't even remember my parents' phone number, but I remember the names of Roller Jam teams.
I'm pulling them up right now. So let's see what the other ones
are. And the California Quakes were more of like a face team. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember all of the others. There was a Vegas team. I want to say there was a Florida team. I don't remember all of them. But they had identities. I don't think that happened in the old XFL, but I mean, wouldn't it be interesting if these teams had face heel identities? Because then it would be so much easier to know who to root for, who to cheer for. But looking at this, the Vipers, that logo looks like, you know, something that you just don't really know, you know, if this team is supposed to be good or not, or maybe devious. When you think about the role of Viper. So not that may help in, you know, any decision whether to keep the Vipers or not, but that was a rabbit hole that I went down.
It's funny.
But it was pro wrestling related. So
it's so hard
to find
a list of all of the teams. Like, it's just not – like, there's just some references to the Crazy Eights, which I just saw here, and – but then there's more talk about the nightgown and lingerie race that they had, which is described as being similar to a bra and panties match, the demolition derby, the table. There's all, like, I'm learning a lot that I don't remember because I did watch it when I was a kid. There's a lot of, a lot. Yeah, and it even talks about ECW here, where the producer of ECW,
the crossover,
hated the crossover. And always referred to it as that stupid rollerblading show. And apparently the crossover episode was between the New York Enforcers and the Florida Sundogs. That was
the Sundogs.
Yeah, so how can you forget the Sundogs?
So I can't believe I forgot about the Sundogs.
I mean, they're never going to forgive you.
But it's a good lesson in which sometimes pro wrestling concepts, you know, work in other sports. I mean, started in roller derby. People accuse it, you know, mixed martial arts now of incorporating wrestling storylines, wrestling concepts. So who knows? Maybe the XFL will consider that.
I don't think probably they will. Not. I think they're going to try to stay away from that. They're going that.
They're
going to
they're football league route.
They'll probably last longer than the AAF, which didn't make it a full season. But they were doomed from the beginning. The XFL already has better TV and lots of better things. Yeah. So sometimes in the world of professional wrestling, a match will go on too long, and people will complain that the match just took too long. We still have four teams left. I mean, let's just be honest. This is your show. Was there any way you were going to allow our selection to be anything other than the Seattle Dragons?
No.
Okay.
I mean, so, yes. Yeah, I mean, like, this is my team. This is my ride or die team. I'm going with the Seattle Dragons.
Well, we're having one team. We're not each having our own teams. We're having one team. So basically, are you requesting that I become a Seattle Dragons fan?
Yes.
All right, I'm on board. I'm on board. Yes. Go Dragons.
Go Dragons.
Saving the Dragons, as you noted earlier and I wrote down, probably for other reasons when I post the show. But, yep, the Seattle Dragons. So we are officially the official podcast of the Seattle Dragons.
Woo woo.
I won't even say the Seattle Dragons of the XFL. I just want to see if anybody notices. We are the official podcast of the Seattle Dragons. Go Dragons.
We'll do a bumper and everything for him for the Seattle Dragons.
That would be amazing. I wonder if I can even find stuff on the Seattle Dragons.
I don't know. I like dragons.
There's a video about the Seattle Dragons.
Rising from the turbulent sea beneath the darkening skies of their weather-hardened home. Relentless. Ruthless, ravenous. Not of mythology, but of muscle and might. Not of folklore, but of football. This is your darkest fantasy in cleats. The Seattle Dragons, Breathing Fire, February 2020.
I'm so ready now. Like, I can't even wait. Like, that's
right.
I'm just so excited. Like, oh my goodness. Let's go Dragons. February can't get here soon enough. It's our team.
That's our team.
Hashtag we are all dragons.
Is that their hashtag
I don't know. I just made that up.
Oh man.
I just made that up.
Yes.
They're taking off.
We just made it up. But yeah.
Not
we
of
are
mythology.
Dragons. Hashtag.
But of muscle and might. Breathing Fire, February 2020.
So each of these teams have their own like video package?
I don't know because I searched for the Seattle Dragons, but I would assume so. I would assume they all have their own video package. Because there is a playlist of eight of them.
Oh, wait, Wing.
I don't want to watch them all, though.
Yeah, no. We're not watching
But this
all
is
of
the
them.
Seattle Battlehawks or the St. Louis Battlehawks?
Winged Warriors.
Like, they're all the same. Like, they're just different voices.
You know what? That's a pretty interesting branding, though.
Centuries carved of stone.
The New York Guardians.
Watchdog.
Yeah, it is an interesting concept. It's very wrestling. It's definitely.
And of course, we just said wrestling concepts pretty much work in lots of other sports.
Houston Roughnecks.
Rippling with heat.
Rippling with heat.
Railing against fatigue.
Mercenaries.
Unceasing and often unseen.
Yeah, I'm not. That's enough of that. Go Dragons. Seattle Dragons.
Go Dragons.
There's no turning back now.
You should all let us know which XFL team you are all rooting for on social media. Utilize the hashtag Miranda Show as your hashtag, hashtag XFL, and let us know who's your team. Who's your ride or die XFL team?
No one's going to do that.
I know.
We're going to be the only people that watch this thing. It's going to be us. There's going to be ratings reports. There's going to be ratings reports, and it's going to be like the XFL viewership this week for the Seattle Dragons game was from the hashtag Miranda Show, Greg DeMarco and Miranda Morales. They're the only people that watch the game. Just two.
then we'll be ride or die. We'll be there from day one ish. So
we have until February to get our jerseys. So that's okay. Plenty of time.
Plenty of time to get our jerseys. Christmas is coming up. So
Seattle Dragon. If you buy me a Seattle Dragon jersey for Christmas, I'm no longer going to be your best friend. I just want you to know that right now.
You will.
That doesn't count. I know. I'm not allowed to leave. You won't let me. But yep, I will not accept your present.
Accept it.
I will.
You will accept it with pride. You will wear it.
There just better be another present besides that one.
You'll be very, very happy.
I will. Right. It's getting the gift. It's the fact you gave me a gift that matters, not the gift itself.
Exactly.
You're not believing any of this. No one is.
No.
We are the official podcast of the Seattle Dragons.
The Seattle Dragons. Yep. Number one fan over here. Let's transition into
number two fan over here.
Number two.
We are fans number one and two.
One and two, right here.
I would post that on social media, but I'm not going to because I'm not going on social media. So I'll leave that in your very, very capable hands.
Yes, I will post something on social media eventually one day.
And then tell me so I can find it and retweet it. And then, or not retweet it because you won't be tweeting it. I'll share it on Facebook or like it and maybe regram it on Instagram. Who knows?
On the Insta. I want to transition into this week's wild card topic of the week.
Hang on, I got to get back to the sound bites. What do you want to transition to?
The wild card topic of the week.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
What do you say?
What?
I played your sound bite. What do you say?
Yes. Do I thank you? I don't know what.
You're welcome.
I just wanted to do that. That's all.
Oh my gosh.
I brought that one back. I haven't had that one in a while.
You haven't had it in a second.
You're welcome.
It's been a while.
So actually, there's two topics, and one of them is actually pro wrestling related. One is actually more breaking news that just happened today. And you may know what I'm already talking about. This has been hitting the internet since we started recording your show a few hours ago. And this is an update on WWE Backstage, the show that is on FS1. They aired earlier today and announced a new host that's going to be joining periodically.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait. Let me find something here. Let's see what we can do for the people. Let's see what we can do. Let's find. Oh, man, it's all over the YouTubers, too. The YouTubers are going nuts.
It's all over the internet.
I gotta find. Yeah, well, I'm surprised it took this long. But let's see here. Here, we'll go old school. Let's just. That, of course, is the theme song for one who?
It is for the one, the only, Mr. CM Punk. It was announced earlier tonight that CM Punk will be appearing periodically on WWE Backstage beginning next Tuesday, which is, November 22nd?
No, it's not 22nd.
I don't know how to do math.
You know that's a Friday.
I don't know. Yes, so he'll be joining the show starting next week periodically. They haven't necessarily stated how periodically he'll be joining, but essentially CM Punk is back on WWE television. Theory confirmed, conspiracy theories all out there. And not really. I mean, he's not really back in WWE, but he is still, with the company, not in a wrestling capacity. But this is something that I think many, many people never expected after the way that he parted ways with the company, the whole our wrestling podcast situation, everything that's happened over the past few years, we just thought he was done with the company. But now he is joining them in this kind of commentary or more of a social role. I mean, this is, I'm shocked. To be honest, I'm completely shocked. I did not expect this at all. I did not expect to see him on our TV sets again, talking about WWE programming. I'm curious what your thoughts are on this, Greg. I'm still kind of just more in shock to...
It's as simple as this. Just when they think they got the answers, I change the culture. Oh! I'll see you here next week.
So there you go. That was that was CM Punk showing up at the very end of WWE Backstage. I'm not surprised. Once he kind of confirmed that he was out there looking at it or whatever, I fully expected it to happen. He wants back in. He wants to be a part of this. He's basically admitted it. He kind of told us why it wasn't going to be with AEW, and I don't even think he makes sense in AEW. I think he belongs in WWE, and I think this is a step in that process. I fully expect him to be back in the ring within the next year, maybe by WrestleMania. Who knows? He wants it. It's he wouldn't be doing this if he didn't want it. To me, this was like his way back in. It's a slow process. He's not just going to show up on SmackDown on Friday or anything, but this is the beginning of it for me. I don't think it ends with him being on WWE Backstage. I think that they'll somehow use WWE Backstage to get him back into the ring and to transition that. I'll be interested to see how it does next week, viewership and ratings wise, because I'm sure it's going to do better thanks to CM Punk, because all the wrestling fans are going to tune in. Because I think for the typical wrestling fan, the hardcore wrestling fan, I should say, WWE Backstage has probably been largely skippable. People talk about how it doesn't do great ratings. Look, nothing on FS1 does great ratings, so that doesn't really matter. But yeah, I think that having CM Punk on there is going to immediately increase the visibility of the show. Look, Christian's great and Paige is great, but they're not drawing people in to this show. Booker T's not drawing people in. Renee Young could draw people in, but people have seen her like crazy. This week they had great special guests in Adam Cole and Samoa Joe. But CM Punk, he moves the needle no matter what he's doing and where he is, and he's going to move the needle for this show for me. And yeah, he's going to become what he complained about, and that's the part-timer in wrestling. But you know what? I think there's still a place for him, so I'm down.
You mentioned that you think he'll be back in the ring in a year. Do you think that's more just him taking it slowly or the company deciding to take it slowly?
I think it's both. Now, if he said, hey, I want to come back tomorrow, I think they would let him. So I think it's more the company assuming they need to take it slowly because it's CM Punk and CM Punk taking it slowly as well. So I guess it's a little of both. If I had to say pick one over the other, one that was more influential on taking it slowly, I would say it's CM Punk.
Fair enough. I mean, I'm still not 100% convinced that he's going to be back in the ring. But again, I was not convinced that he was going to show up at WWE in any capacity, and here we are. So
when he immediately cuts a promo, like the first thing he does is walks up to the camera, and obviously not planned because he was basically in the dark the way he did it, and cuts a brief little promo. And so I think he'll have a little more flexibility and freedom on this show as well, which I'm sure is very attractive to him, but. Yeah, it's if he doesn't already have the itch, this will give it to him. Being in the environment, being around the people. And here's the thing. If you're a wrestler Randy Orton's calling out The Rock. He's calling out John Cena, trying to set up WrestleMania matches. If you're somebody in WWE who doesn't have the stronghold that you want to have right now, you're going on this show and you're trying to rile up CM Punk to convince the company to do something. And I just think, look, he was in this business for so long. He loved it. And it, you know, based on his StarCast appearance before and everything he was doing around it and kind of the way he criticized AEW, I think he still loves it. And I think it's still there. And I think it's going to slowly come back out. It's going to take time. But yeah, I think he's, I think this is going to be a thing. I do.
You mentioned viewership possibly coming up, especially next week with his return. Do you really feel, though, that then the focus is going to be on the product WWE, or is it going to be more on CM Punk? And how does WWE leverage that in order for that to translate to additional viewership for the company and not just for one person?
Yeah, they got to be really intentional about what they put on the show next week. Like, if you've got CM Punk there and you know that more people are going to put, you know, are going to watch because of him. I mean, obviously you've got a pay-per-view, you got not really pay-per-view these days, but you've got Survivor Series to promote. You know, that's coming up on November 24th. So that's the go home backstage, if that's really a thing. That's going to be, you know, an opportunity to help promote Survivor Series. So I'm sure you do some kind of interaction between Raw, SmackDown, and NXT on that show. But yeah, they got to do something to capitalize it. And it's basically pushing whatever's important to them. And that's going to be Survivor Series, whether they're pushing one of the triple threat matches, whether they're pushing one of the world title matches, who knows, but you got to just go ahead and leverage it because it's there. And, yeah. And, you know, maybe it's,
well, and
maybe it's NXT. That's what they're pushing.
Yeah. I was going to say, you know, a lot of people in NXT came from independent wrestling backgrounds like Ring of Honor. So something that CM Punk can actually attest to, and I'm something I hope that he's able to convey not only his own wrestling background in WWE, but wrestling more on the independent scene and how that translates to a lot of people who are currently in NXT. So I'd be interested in seeing if they go down that route or he is able to talk about that a little bit. Maybe not because, you know, it's still WWE, they're still the juggernaut, but that could be a unique perspective that he brings to the conversation. But yeah, all eyes will be on him. And I think everything he does now will be under a microscope in the opinions of fans. If you thought conspiracy theories out there were bad now, it's going to get way worse about everything he says and does and posts, how that's one inch and one movement closer back to the ring. And like Greg said, maybe he will. Maybe in a year he'll be back. Maybe not. But I do think that it's now you have an entire fan base, maybe almost reinvigorated to see him back on TV. And maybe that will bring in viewers, not only for WWE backstage, but then translate into viewership for Raw, SmackDown, and even NXT.
Yeah, it definitely could. It definitely can. I think it will, depending on how they use him and how people interact with him. I'm sure he's working for Fox right now and not working for WWE. That he already had that relationship due to being in the UFC. He does some commentary for them. He's probably still going to be doing that. I just think it's his way to ease his way in, utilize his name value, and WWE is going to leech off of that as well, which they definitely should. I think it's exciting. I think it's exciting to see him back in the element that he belongs in, at least in my opinion. I can't speak for anybody else. I do believe that's where he's best. Selfishly, I hope it leads to more. If he were to go back to WWE, they've got to give him like Bray Wyatt levels of control over his character.
And
because I don't think they can book him
different.
Like they can't. Well, they can book him, and because booking is really just, you know, winners and losers. But I don't know if they can produce a CM Punk, and that's something that, you know, with Vince McMahon taking a step back and everything else. You know, I could see him being on Raw if he were to return because Paul Heyman's there. But we're jumping way too far ahead here talking about that. I'm just interested to see what he does next week. Yeah, who knows and who he interacts with, and if he does try to come back, does it? You know, die a horrible death because somebody got mad at him or he got mad at somebody. Because that's always a possibility as well. It, definitely combustible personalities, as has been proven in the past. So, but hey, I like it. I'm excited about it. I'm more interested in WWE backstage than I was 5 minutes ago.
Yes. I think there's a huge influx of people now, you know, paying attention to WWE backstage, which I think is great for that show, because I also am a big fan of Renee Young. I think that this is such a perfect role for her. But like you said, you know, she's already had eyes on her for a while, and maybe nobody else quite moves the needle. And it's a very new show. So of course it makes sense to bring in someone like CM Punk to help build a fan base and hopefully keep it to something that sticks. But this is also still a new concept for WWE to, and maybe not completely new, but a newer concept to have this show. And you also mentioned, yeah, it's on FS1. So it already has a lot of things working against itself, or just making it a challenge to grow a viewership. And maybe going into storyline continuity and storytelling, it gets more involved in being able to help tell and generate stories, which I think would be really helpful for that show, and help stories that maybe don't get as much airtime as it should. Even though there are hours and hours of WWE television out there, not a lot of stories get the airtime that they deserve. So maybe backstage could be an extension of that, or just really help produce ways to tell these stories. I mean, we just saw what Greg shared earlier with the XFL producing pretty cool video packages for each of these teams. And granted, it's a different entity, but still, I mean, you have, I'm sure, some crossover of talent, of resources, of ideas. And ultimately, what we just saw earlier with XFL video packages is a very pro wrestling concept. Yeah. So let pro wrestling be good at what it is. And it can be good at telling stories and building people. And especially over the past, God knows, you know, 10, 15 years even, being able to produce really good, you know, television and content. But you have to let it, and maybe you don't have the time to do it all the time in on Raw and SmackDown, but if you can utilize a vessel like Backstage to help tell stories, maybe that can get people more interested in Raw and SmackDown in the, you know, the weeks to come.
Why'd Booker T have to be that guy, though? Like, Paige is shocked, right? She's like, you guys don't want me to swear, and then you do this. And Adam Cole's like, sounding like, oh, this is crazy. Booker T, I knew about this. Like, we don't care that you knew about this, Booker. Geez. Like, let someone else have a spotlight for a second. It's like we don't care.
I knew it.
Oh, Booker. It's all good, though. Oh, it's exciting.
It's exciting time to be a wrestling fan. I truly, wholeheartedly believe that. And with that, we are going to end this week's episode of the Hashtag Miranda Show. We are done. This is what, hour 17 of recording.
It's Saturday morning at this point.
Saturday, yes. We've just time traveled. But thank you to everyone for listening to this show. Do not forget to visit thechairshot.com for all your latest wrestling news, opinions, and analysis.
Oh, hang on.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
I was ready. I wasn't.
You were ready. I did forget to plug a way that you can support The Chair Shot is by going to prowrestlingtees.com/thechairshot and purchase one of many, many wonderful t-shirts. All of them are available in the style of soft style, the only style, the best style. Treat yourself and get yourself a soft style t-shirt. We have the Chair Shot OG t-shirt, Jesus Did the Job. Of course, you have lots of other great shirts that you can wear. Baron Corbin sucks because he's a king, but he still sucks.
Still sucks.
Still sucks.
Still.
So never going out of fashion.
No, he will always suck. So you don't have to worry about that.
Then, now, forever.
Yeah.
And yes. Also, don't forget, you can follow The Chair Shot on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at TheChairShot.com. You can follow me on social media at Instagram and Facebook at the hashtag Miranda. Please let me know which XFL teams you are rooting for. Let us know about how you feel about CM Punk now returning to WWE television in the way that he's returning to television, and anything that you are excited about in the world of professional wrestling. This is some exciting times, exciting moments, lots going on, and we'd love to hear from you.
And you're right about that. Like think about, you know, this whole CM Punk thing is just yet another crazy thing to happen in the world of professional wrestling right now. So it doesn't stop. It just keeps on
2019
going.
Has been a crazy year. I mean, we are almost to the end of it. We are heading into the middle of November. And to think what we've seen this year, what we've had, if we were talking back in January and saying all the things that we've seen now, I think we would be in shock. We would not believe ourselves. Absolutely in shock.
2019, man. You know, even before you were part of the show, Patrick and I were talking about it in 2018. We were like, 2019 is going to be nuts. And I think 2019, plenty of people thought 2019 was going to be nuts because you saw AEW coming. But no one saw where we are right now. No one saw NXT being on television. No one saw CM Punk coming back. No one saw a lot of this stuff. Like, for a year that we expected to be full of surprises, 2019 has still surprised everyone. So good on you, 2019. Good on you.
Good on you. Yay.
Yay, 2019.
Yeah, I mean, 2019 even fixed Sonic the Hedgehog. So, I mean, I've been reading all those tweets. If Sonic can glow up, so can you.
Can I just point out, because I know we didn't get to the topic.
Yes.
I thought the whole Sonic thing was really stupid when they had to redo it or whatever. But I really like the new Sonic, so I'm okay with it.
Hey, I told you. That was something that we just didn't have enough time to talk about today. I've been alluding to it, but like the glow up on Sonic is greatly appreciated. Good on you, Paramount. Good on you. You know, all those people who took that time to redesign him. Sonic is looking fetch. You know, Sonic is looking, living his best life.
Yeah,
thank you.
Way
Thank
to
you
go.
For not ruining my childhood.
Go
yes.
you guys.
You go you. So join us next week for the hashtag Miranda Show, where we talk more randomness about life, pop culture, the world, and the most important part, professional wrestling.
That's really the world right there.
That's really the world. There's yes. You all support your local wrestling organizations. Have a great week. Be good to each other. Be excellent to each other.
Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?